From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Wednesday, April 4th, 2018. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, Carly Miller is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The Cairo Town Board unanimously decided on April the 2nd to delay its vote on a proposed six-month ban of commercial solar farms following a public hearing on the subject. The decision came as a 2-megawatt project is under review by the Cairo Planning Board. The delay is intended to allow town board members to review and adjust the existing solar zoning laws, including regulations for visual screening, lot coverage, and land percentages. Town Supervisor Daniel Benoist said, and I quote, "The concern is whether or not the current design criteria and requirements in the zoning law would protect the town's interest with regard to property development. Hopefully, everyone will have had a chance to take a look at the zoning law and decide whether there's enough existing protections or the changes will be simple enough to institute without a moratorium," end quote. During the public hearing, residents and board members debated a list of concerns, including decommission costs, fire safety, and more. Residents remained divided during and after the hearing on the value of the potential moratorium and the benefits of solar farms for taxpayers. The moratorium was suggested when solar company Cypress Creek Renewables was considering 4 to 5 locations in Cairo, Benoist said. The issue was tabled until the May 7th town board meeting, but Benoist said a vote is not guaranteed. And you can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. Eric Anderson is reporting for the Times Union. The city of Albany could get a seasonal weekend train to the Berkshires if a plan to extend the existing Empire service to Pittsfield from Manhattan and Rensselaer is approved. The Berkshire Flyer Working Group determined the extension would not require any significant capital investment. The local cost for operating one round trip each weekend during the summer and fall months would be $425,000. If the service attracted 2,600 passengers over that period, the cost would be reduced to $240,000. Once financing for the proposal is secured, the service could be in place as soon as 2019. Under the service envisioned, Amtrak train number 255 would leave Penn Station in New York City at 2:20 p.m. and arrive in Pittsfield at 6:10 p.m. On the return trip, train number 244 would depart Pittsfield at 2:45 p.m. and arrive at Penn Station at 6:45 p.m. The next step is to find financial support to pay for a service launch and a 1 to 2 year pilot program. If the Berkshire train proves successful, the service could be further expanded, with potential additional stops in West Stockbrook, Massachusetts, and Chatham, Columbia County. And you can read that full story in the Times Union. Governor Andrew M. Cuomo has announced legislation requiring enforcement agencies to video record custodial interrogations with people accused of serious crimes is now in effect. The law was passed in 2017 and pertains to those charged with crimes such as homicide and violent felony sex offenses. Cuomo said in a statement released by his office on April 3rd, and I quote, "Recording interrogations can be critical in helping convict the guilty, free the wrongly accused, and uphold faith and confidence in our criminal justice system. I'm proud that this hard-fought reform is now in effect, bringing us one step closer to a more fair and a more just New York for all," end quote. Investigators must video record interrogations of anyone accused of serious drug felonies. The requirement applies only to custodial interrogations at police stations, correctional facilities, prosecutor's offices, and similar holding areas. According to Cuomo's office, since 2011, New York has provided more than $4.15 million to approximately 365 agencies and prosecutor's offices statewide for the purchase and installation of video recording equipment. And you can read the full press release at governor.ny.gov. And for our final story, Rick Carlin is reporting in the Times Union a program to help students pay for tuition at private nonprofit colleges has been expanded for those who attend for-profit institutions beginning with the next school year. Expansion of the Enhanced Tuition Award Program for students attending for-profit colleges was included in the recently approved 2018-19 state budget. The initial Enhanced Tuition Award was started last year after complaints were made that Governor Andrew Cuomo's Excelsior Scholarship for public universities and colleges put private schools at a disadvantage. The awards apply to for-profit colleges with a physical presence in New York, so online schools like the University of Phoenix are not eligible. The programs are designed to cover tuition costs that are not paid for by other awards, such as the state's tuition assistance program. And you can read that full story in the Times Union. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting showers and thunderstorms before 2 p.m. today. Then showers are likely with a temperature high near 56 degrees. It will be breezy with wind gusts as high as 34 miles an hour. For Wednesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 27. Continued breezy with wind gusts as high as 41 miles an hour. A wind advisory will remain in effect from 1 p.m. Wednesday through 5 a.m. Thursday. The strongest winds will occur Wednesday afternoon and evening. And now your forecast for the next 2 days. Well, on Thursday, a slight chance of snow showers between 9 a.m. and noon. It will be mostly sunny with a high near 39 degrees. Thursday night, snow is likely, mainly after 5 p.m. There will be increasing clouds with a temperature low of 23 degrees. And on Friday, snow before noon, then rain and snow between noon and 1 p.m., following with rain after 1 p.m. The temperature high for Friday will be 45 degrees. And on Friday night, rain is likely, possibly mixed with snow showers before 11 p.m., then a chance of snow showers, mostly cloudy with a low around 29. The sun rose this morning at 6:32 a.m., and the sun will set at 7:24 p.m. That will give us 12 hours and 52 minutes of daylight, 3 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Wednesday, the fourth day of April 2018. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.